Shalom. Shalom, everyone. Praise Yahweh. Beautiful praise to Yahweh, Jesus. Praise Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I do hear you back there. That's wonderful praise to Yahweh. I've got so much to cover. Great stuff to cover today. Beautiful. Yahweh's plan is coming to a completion. Yeah, if you haven't seen the new prophetic word, it's amazing what our press room, how they've improved everything. Look at the color in there. It's sharp. Back to you. See, you can even read the words on those small books. Books are not small, but the picture is. I'm going to have to forego Raul today. I was going to bring one last sermon on that, and then but I need to get into some things concerning Passover and Yeshua before the feast. So I was just going to bring the one, but then some other incidents occurred. One of them is this inside edition. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but it shows the filthiness of the food that is on the market and of course being served. And it wouldn't hurt to take some precautions. Now, you know, the way you pick up a disease is you get around a person that's got it, or you eat something that's contaminated that he or she hands you on a plate or platter or whatever. But and when you go shopping, of course, it's been proven by this same group of people, and they're doing a great work here in doing this. But they buy things from the dry goods stores, clothing, towels, things like this, and they take them and they do tests on them, and they show you the filth that somebody has put on those things in either stock in the shelf or, like I told you, what I saw one time. I think that was the last time I've been in a store, which is several months back. But I saw this person. I was needing some bath towels, and I saw this person just before I got to the towel department. He grabbed up a towel and sneezed. And then he put it back on the shelf. And the towels were kept near the drug center, so I decided I didn't want them. Well, this group went to the cafeterias, and he said two moms at the mall are about to have lunch with their kids. But before they eat, they clean the tables and trays with antibacterial wipes. They bring their own disposable placemats for the kids, and they even cover the high chairs with a protective cloth. So what does one of the moms think about people who say they are going overboard? I think they were crazy for not taking the precautions themselves, she said. Well, I do too, and of course they the same people here now, the inside edition, they took the trays by permission of the store, and you wouldn't imagine. Well, maybe I'll put it in the prophetic word next time. But the filth that was on those trays is unbelievable. Someone wasn't washing their hands when they came back from the bathroom, or maybe maybe they did it a purpose. I don't know. I've heard of that thing. Not too long ago, there, I believe it was on one of the policemen. I'm not sure that was here in Abilene or where, but he smelled something on his food, and of course he took it and had it examined, and sure enough, it was there. And he knew who put it there, and they filed charges on the man. One of the local, now this of course is sick, but it's not quite as bad as Joe or Joseph Stack did this week, you know, and flying his plane into the IRS building and killing, I think, a couple of people and wounding several more, taking his own life. This man, if you read his background, you can see the frustration that he was having, and of course, it's all over the world. We're talking about oppression, and if you remember, in the last few weeks, I brought about the information about Egypt and what Yahweh put the children of Israel under in Egypt. The oppression they were under is somewhat similar to the United States. They were paid wages. It seemed like it was always just enough to where they could never afford to quit their job or to go on to something else. But when they left the job, their wages quit. When they were promised things that they didn't get, of course, and this man was too. He was trying to work, as many do. Many people work for retirement. They set their goals too low. They're not out of the house of Yahweh, so they don't know what the goals that Yahweh sets for them, how different it is from what you set for the people set for themselves in the world today. But they look forward to retire and to take life easy. Of course, the Savior spoke of this, you know, the man that works real hard, and he said, and he was blessed, and he said, I've got too much produce. I think I'll tear my barns down and build bigger barns and fill them up too, and then I will take life easy the rest of my life. And of course, that was the last day that he lived. they don't realize what they're here for. Joe Stack didn't realize this. You can tell from what he wrote. He was filled with hatred against the Catholic Church, and because he knew some things that they were doing, and how they were responsible for the mess that we're in here in the United States right now, apparently. We knew it from Scripture, of course, but we know the reason for it, and we know, but our goals are set much further than this lifetime, you know, 70 years as Yahweh has allotted man. But, it was Yahweh's plan, and you've got to remember this, Yahweh's plan. Before the earth was created, there was existence in the heavenly places, in the heavenly planets, and there still are. But they're fighting like they are here on earth. And of course, Yahweh, the very place that he put the earth, he put it way out of reach of the planets. If you have ever studied astronomy, you know that it's way out on the wing of the Milky Way, and it's far out of reach of any of the planets that could get to it to cause it trouble. And of course, Yahweh is guarding it, as the prophet Jeremiah said. He's guarding his plan. But the trouble that was in heaven upon the planets and in the planets, where most life is, of course, they've discovered now, I believe it's on Mars, they've discovered trees now. So they know that that there was once trees, whether they are now or not. But the same, there's no telling how many planets have been destroyed by not following simple laws that would prevent anger and frustration. And this man, Joe Stack, he said he thought that he could rely on the laws of the land, but he found out he couldn't. There was laws that was made for the rich and laws that governed the rich and laws that governed the poor. or the people that's trying to get ahead. Well, of course, you can't. You inherit it. You could inherit richness, and you could get ahead in that manner, but it's hard to come up past what they've set for you, because they, as the man that wrote the book, and I forgot the name of the book now, but it's maybe I'll get it for you next week. But he shows how that you're actually being controlled by the corporations, the large corporations. You're schooled by them in their schools. Their colleges are set up for this, the schools of higher learning. And, of course, they put you to work for them. They school you and train you and put you to work for them. I like the trade that Yeshua had and the disciples had. You know, the disciples, most of them were fishermen. And of course, Yeshua himself was a carpenter. But they weren't out to get rich. They were out to do the work of Yahweh. And their jobs was for survival and of course to get started in the work, get the work itself started at that time. But back to the planets now. The things that were going on these planets is similar to what's going on Earth, and we're going to see the end result of sin on Earth. And Yahweh says, I call heaven and earth to witness my plan. That's Deuteronomy the 30th chapter. He says, I call heaven and earth to witness my plan here. And he says, I'm going to set before you righteousness and eternal life. That was the tree of life. Righteousness, complete righteousness, brings eternal life. Then I'm going to set before you death and destruction, which is in Genesis, shown in the tree of righteousness and evil, the mixture that we see throughout the world today. And he shows them throughout the Holy Scriptures that it's the mixture that brings sickness, disease, confusion of the mind, because the STDs do get in the mind. Pork, trichna from pork. We're going to see this in films during the feast, by the way. We've got to the place now where we can actually start showing these clips, and you can actually see the trichna and how it bores into the intestinal wall and goes throughout the body and then gets into the brain. And of course, this causes confusion and in the brain, as does the STDs, as do the STDs, that they cause confusion. And then here you have these people that are confused, that have their fingers on the trigger to a nuclear bomb. And this is what Yahweh said in Genesis 49, that's going to be in these last days. The confusion, the violence, the bed that was defiled by one of the men. Of course, you see this all over the world now. And of course, you see the heart trouble. This is also caused by STDs. And some of the scientists and doctors will actually tell you that now. Years ago, when I first started preaching this, they wouldn't. They hesitated. Sometimes they would tell a woman when the husband wasn't present, but they would never tell a woman when the husband was present, because they knew they could cause a divorce if they did. So, you know, they more or less kept it a secret. I remember one doctor saying, well, Satan made you do it. Well, that was his answer to the sin that was causing the person's trouble. And of course, it came down to the fact that she had to have half of her insides taken out. But the sickness that's in the world right now is extreme. The filthiness of the world is extreme. The food is defiled, as Isaiah 24, 1 through 6 says. The earth is defiled. You cannot raise animals on the earth now without them getting defiled. There is no clean place that I know of on the face of the earth, unless it's covered up with snow under the North Pole. I don't know of any place that you can, you know, the animals, even the wildlife, the elk that go high up, you know, they have mad cow disease now. And it's spreading among the red deer, the All the wildlife that's in the upper parts of the mountains where you wouldn't think this would get, but it has. And the whole earth is defiled. There's no way that you can raise puppies without getting, I think it was 26 different things now, parasites that can kill a puppy now. Back a few years ago, it was 15, but now you see it's getting more and more. And the MRSA, they got worse things than MRSA now, if you can imagine worse things. But anyway, Yahweh created the plan. It's his plan. And he says to heaven and earth, I want you to witness my plan to bring peace and to ensure peace throughout all eternity. And he says in Genesis 2, he says, I'm going to make mankind in my image after my likeness. And then throughout the Holy Scriptures, he promises mankind who will allow him, who will choose to allow Yahweh to make him in their image after his likeness. He says, I'm going to give them authority, not just over the earth, but this kingdom is actually going to have authority over the heavens. Over the heavens, over all the universe, to teach and instruct. And as Yahweh says, there's going to be this voice behind their back or in their ear that's going to say, this is the way, walk in it, and you won't be having this problem. Well, that voice, of course, is going to be the house of Yahweh. There's only two organizations ever spoken of, religious organizations ever spoken of, and of course, from those two came everything we see today. It was the house of Yahweh, which was the Garden of Eden, that was named after Abel, and they called it in the King James Version the Great Rock of Abel, but the authorities say this was actually said, Beit Yahweh, and it was the great house of Yahweh in the Garden of Eden. And then, of course, after the flood, then Noah came back to that same house, and before the flood, Yahweh gave it 1,000 years there and showed the wickedness and evil that takes place when there's no righteous man, no righteous priest to guide the person. And this, of course, is showing the heavens. You need righteous priests forever to guide everyone in the ways of righteousness. Well, he said these priests, praise Yahweh, he said these priests have got to be like their teacher, which was after the order of Melchizedek, which was the Savior. And the Savior, of course, he came to perfection. He lived a perfect life without sin. He was absolutely perfect before he was slaughtered by all the congregation of Israel. That was the law. That was the way it had to be. They rejected him and slaughtered him. And, of course, that's in the pages of history and to be shown throughout all eternity that they would do this. And as Amoshah said, I'm just bringing some things to your remembrance. As Amoshah said, I will have no work, Yahweh will have no work except that I prophesy by the prophets in advance. I'll have no other work. Well, that was the tree of life, the tree of righteousness, righteousness and evil, the mixture then that Cain brought forth, which permitted murder, of course, and this is what you see throughout the world today. And Revelations 19 said, you know, after a third part of man is killed, over a fourth part of the earth, which is going to occur this very shortly now, in and around the great river Euphrates, by hunger and famine and sickness and of course the nuclear baby, as it's called. Even after that, they still won't repent of their murders. But that's not just 46 million murders of babies each year either. 46 million. Can you imagine? 46 million babies. And we got a clinic here in Abilene now that's murdering babies. And of course, we got people picketing it. So, you know, we know that not everyone in the world is like this. There are people that's wanting to come out. They just don't know yet where to jump. And of course, they know the world is falling. They know that, that like this Joe Stack or Joseph Stack, he sees the evil, but not knowing the plan of Yahweh, he thinks there's no solution. And of course, if he had ever gotten in touch with one of our men who are working out there now throughout the earth, or one of the women who is bringing the peaceful solution character education out to the schools and things that is taking place from the house of Yahweh now, if he had ever got in touch with one of them, they could have told him, you know, at that time, this is not, there is a solution to this. And Yahweh is going to bring it about. But of course, he goes and takes his own life. He sees no way out. He takes his own life and kills others. Everything he did was from the confused mind that, you know, that we also see in the governments today. We also see in the governments the diseases that are causing their hearts to fail. Their cardiovascular system, you know, I don't know if you know it or not, but this is killing more people. This is the top killer now. No, it's not either. One other thing is the top killer, they tell me. They just handed me that article. If I didn't lose it on the way up here, I have an article here showing that now starvation. World's hunger, 925 million people go hungry every day now. I want to show you some other things in the scripture. Instead of Raul, I've got to bring this today and get it out to the world while it's fresh on their mind. But I want you to turn over to Revelation 6, and I want to call some things to your remembrance about the quartet. If you remember the quartet, whether you remember or not, the quartet was put together in 2002. I have the dates here somewhere that I brought with me. President Bush was elected January the 20th, 2001, and he did certain things. Now, this was a quartet that the Scripture speaks of, And this is what I want to bring to your remembrance. I would that Joe Stack was here to hear this right now, and maybe he would have his life saved instead of throwing it away when he could see that the solution was planned probably billions of years ago, before the earth was ever created. The solution to this problem that they're having in heaven is also here on earth and is being played out for the heaven and earth, and forming a priesthood who will follow Yahweh forever, not yielding, not giving in to temptation or lust or anything, but following that straight and narrow path that the Savior said would take us into the kingdom of heaven. That's in Matithiah, the seventh chapter, and he says this straight and narrow way. That's the only way. He said many are going to go this other way, but very few are going to allow Yahweh to make them in this after the image and likeness of Yahweh, which is perfection, total perfection. Well, in all of this now, Yahweh is showing his plan here and the prophecies that will take place in those who follow Cain, which your scripture in 1 John 3 says all the world, or 2 John says all the world have gone the way of Cain. All the world have gone the way of Cain. Well, 1 John 3 verse 4 says sin is the transgression of the law. And then 1 John 3, 7 and 8 says don't let any man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous. Then verse 8 says, he who practices sin is of the devil. So we know that Satan deceived as Revelation 12:9 says she's deceived the whole world. But she's deceived Eve. And then that, of course, went to Cain. And Cain then committed murder. And Yahshua, the Savior, said that Satan was a murderer and a liar from the beginning. And all the world now is following after the way of Cain. Many there be that find that don't go through this straight and narrow path. Then right after that, he says, "There's beware of false prophets, because there's going to be many." And then in verse 23, he says, or verse 22, he says, "Don't kid yourselves now. Nobody is going to make it into the kingdom of heaven except those who live by the every word of Yahweh." Then verse 23, he says, "I'm going to say to them, get away from me, you who practice iniquity." Iniquity, of course, is the doing away with the laws. Now, remember what we've learned about the one family, the seed of Abraham. When they came out of Egypt, there was about 3 million of them. And they multiplied. While they were in Egypt, the fatherhood of Manasseh, of course, the string, the lineage of Manasseh was multiplying and taking over and building a multitude of nations. Of course, this occurred over years. And then here we're down to the last part of the 6,000-year period, and it's still going. And Genesis 49 said, concerning this family, here is what you're going to see throughout the earth in this time period. In the last days, the very first verse of that chapter, here's what you're going to see. And then the prophets down through this 6,000-year period, then they were called and they added to this, that is, they magnified on the laws and the prophecy, expounding on it, what was going to take place. Well, Isaiah said it's going to be defiled. The earth is going to be defiled. Leviticus 18 says, if you remember, do you remember? I hope you do. He says, don't do these stupid stunts. Don't commit sin. Don't create these STDs, because they'll bring confusion to your mind. You won't be able to think. It's like I was talking about marijuana smoking, you know, and trying to explain. No, you don't know when you take that stuff into your body right then. You sit there and you think, well, where's the reaction? Well, you know, you don't feel it. You don't even know these little tiny bugs that you put in there. You don't even know that they're there. You can't feel them crawling around, but they do. And then from 1 to 15 years later, you start feeling and seeing the effects of what Yahweh says, don't do this or you will cause this to take place. Well, of course, Leviticus 18 spells out all the things that the world is doing today, from the STDs to the unclean foods, to the unclean air we're breathing, to the unclean water we're drinking. Every bit of it was caused, and the cause is shown in Leviticus, the 18th chapter. Well, here now in Revelations is the last revelation given to mankind to show what will come to take place in a short length of time. That's what you find in the first three chapters of Revelation. It was a revelation given by Yahweh to Yahshua, who gave it to his Moloch to give to Yochanan, who wrote it for us. Yochanan at that time was suffering the same thing from the beastly system that the scripture calls the beastly system, that started way back in Genesis, called confusion. That's what it was named by Yahweh. It was called confusion, Babel. And of course, this confusion, Yahweh showed how it gets into the mind. And then Genesis 49 says, here is where you're going to see the end result in the last day. Well, here he gives us this book and says, this is going to be what is going to take place in the last days. Well, Before the quartet was invented, we wrote about it and put it out in our book. The quartet. Because we saw in the scriptures that the great war is going to be started. Not only war, but famine, disease, and the collapse of the economy is all shown that would take place by the quartet. Let's rehearse it. First off, we see the leader of the quartet here in chapter 6, Revelation 6, and verse 1. He says, I looked and I saw when the Lamb, of course, is the Lamb of Yahweh. That was also our Passover Lamb. Yeshua is our Passover Lamb without spot and blemish. You won't find a lamb today without spot and blemish. There's none on the earth. There's not a dog, not a cat, not a chicken, not anything that you can find without spot and blemish on the earth today. And Yahweh told us it was going to be that way. It was going to be that way in this time period. Why won't we believe the prophecies? Because Yeshua said, we're fools. Luke 24:25, oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And we're in that time period. You know, everyone today, they make fun of the Bible, that is, the world does. They're trying, this is a propaganda, of course, that comes from this first one that's spoken of here, which Revelation 17 shows. It's that great city. The last verse of Revelation 17 says, this woman that you saw is that great city that sits on seven hills. Seven hills. Well, if you'll look up Rome, you'll see that Rome sits on seven hills. That does away with the law, as Daniel 7 showed, that he would change the law. We know from history. They admit it. They changed the law. Pontifex Maximus, in place of God, he said. You notice he still don't use the name Yahweh. He admits he's following gods, but they shun Yahweh because Yahweh is total righteousness. Well, of course, here now we see this is this beastly system here, the leader of the kings of the earth. That's what Revelation 17 said. Come and I'll show you this woman, this great whore that sets up on many waters, that's multitudes, nations, and tongue, that's the leader of the kings of the earth at this time. The king started now back in Samuel, 1 Samuel, the 8th chapter. That's where they started. They separated themselves from Yahweh. The system got started in Genesis 10, as is shown. They said, this is the system we want in 1 Samuel 8, verse 1 through 4. And he said, we don't want Yahweh ruling over us anymore. And Yahweh says, Samuel, they haven't rejected you. They've rejected me. Tell them, this is the way it's going to be. Well, this is the way it is. The very things that he showed what the kings would do is the very things that Joe Stack killed himself for. He couldn't fight it. He said, there's no solution. This is it. What's the use of living this life any longer in the misery that we're living in, he said. So he took his life and tried to take others' lives due to the hatred and confusion that was in his mind at that time. Well, here now, in chapter 6 of Revelation, in verse 1, he said, and I saw when the Lamb, that's Yeshua, as you see in Revelations 1:1, Yahweh gave the prophecy to Yeshua, who gave it to a heavenly Malachim, who brought it to Yochanan to copy. Yochanan was in prison by the same beastly system at the time. In prison, when he received this prophecy for you, he was being persecuted, the same as the house of Yahweh is being persecuted in this time period. And of course, they were going throughout the land of Israel at that time, hunting everyone who still would use the name or preach the laws. They were taking them to Babylon, where the 12 tribes had set up the schools of higher learning, the great synagogues there, where they would take the prisoners from Israel, take them there, teach them Latin, teach them the Latin language. If you remember when Ezra and Nehemiah, brought the children of Israel back from Babylon. That is, the ones that would come with them. Most of them wouldn't even come. They didn't want to come back to Israel. They had the land of America in Babylon at that time. The same thing they had here. Everybody says, oh no, I'm going to get rich and buy me two cars and have three garages to put them in just in case I want to build another, buy another car. And I'm going to build up all this stuff and then I'm going to sit back and take life easy. What a stupid, stupid way of thinking we have here. Well, as Joe Stack says, there is no solution to this. That is the way of Baal. Well, of course, Yahweh has a solution, and he says, he had it planned from the beginning, before he ever created the earth, before he ever created mankind, he said. Then he put us here on this earth, and he's building this kingdom to rule the earth, to see that there's no more situations like Joe Stack had to go through. Well, here, praise Yahweh. Well, he says, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were one of the four. One of the four. Now, they call him living creatures, you know, that because in trying to figure this translation, what they meant in the language they wrote this in, number one, they didn't want you to understand it. If you remember, this started taking place back with the kings of the earth back in book 2, where they hid the name Yahweh. They mixed up the vowel points between three different words, Adonai, Elohim, and Yahweh, and they caused an unpronounceable name. Now, this was the same situation as going on here. I was just reading about one of the men that was fighting the Catholic Church and being persecuted. Now, he died a non-violent death, but the Pope hated this man. I would the name would come to me. Pray for my subconscious mind, man. Pray for the use of it. Anyway, he wrote one of the best King James versions we have. But the Pope hated this man so much because he was pushing to get the Bible out to everyone. And they hated him so much, he had his bones dug up, had his grave dug up, had his bones crushed and scattered out in the open or in the ocean. This is the hatred. You talk about confusion. You know, this was way worse than Joe Stack was suffering. And some other politicians today that I could name, but I won't. Well, here now, he said there's four creatures. It's translated four creatures, but four active strands of government that he shows here. And they are the four leading strands of government that we see in the world today. The quartet is. They have much power, and Yahweh shows here the power that they have. And it starts here with this community in the United States that is made up and started by the kings of the earth. The kings of the earth. Now, grant you, most of the people that came to America were striving to get away from the kings of the earth that Yahweh mentioned, the kings of the east. That Yahweh mentions, they were striving to get away because they were being persecuted, and those were the ones that fled to America. My family being part of it. Part of the what the world calls Jews that came to America to escape the persecution from the popes that was trying to hold down the scripture. Well, of course, you can't hold it, you know, and finally Martin Luther, you know, he split off from the Catholic Church. Well, they hated him too, but there were many others that was working to get the Bible to the people. Well, when they translated it from, they used a language, of course, that they could find the scripts in, because there was about four manuscripts that they were working from, and they were trying to figure out from those four and put them together, and that's where you get your King James Version. Well, it's four living or active. It's very active organizations here that are given power. Well, who does the power come from? I want to bring up Malachi Martin once again, the writer for the Catholic Church. And he wrote the book, The Keys of This Blood. And in that book, he shows that the Catholic Church is the Aaronautic priesthood. And they know it. And that's the reason that all the artifacts from Jerusalem, from the temple, was taken to Rome by Titus, of course. And they're going to bring it back when the temple is built. But now, that's beside the point, of course. But the kings of the earth that are ruling from the seven hills of Rome, Yahweh shows they are ruling the kings of the earth, that religion. And this is what you see first here. The four living, as it were, as with a voice like thunder, come and see. And I looked and behold a white horse. Now this is so much similar to the real Savior here. He shows you how close it can look. It looks righteous, as Yeshua said. They look like whited sepulchers, but inside is death. Not inside the true worship, but inside this being that is shown here that sits on seven hills, as shown in chapter 17 of Revelation. It's certainly full of death, as we will see here. And I looked, and behold, this white horse, and he who sat upon it had a bow, and a crown was given to him, a crown. Malachi Martin said that in this time period, before he died, in his interviews and in his book, The Keys of This Blood, he said, Lucifer is going to make war. The Queen of Heaven, Mary, the Queen of Heaven, is going to make war on everyone who will not accept her. You can get this book yourself. I've quoted it several times in my writing. But she's going to make war on everyone who will not accept her. Well, shortly after that, he was killed. He was doing interviews in the United States, and he died. I'll put it that way. He died rather suddenly as a young man. But his name is Malachi Martin. He put out the book, The Keys of This Blood. Well, notice the crown is given to him. So this crown, if we put it together with Malachi Martin's book, the Queen of Heaven is giving him this power. The Queen of Heaven, if you will look at the work at Jeremiah or Jeremiah did, you will see that the kings of the east that rejected Yahweh's laws, they brought forth Easter, Christmas, all the gods that have to do with this, the worship of the Queen of Heaven. Yes, Easter was celebrated long before Yeshua rose from the dead. It was in existence way back, and the prophets were fighting against it. Jeremiah spoke of Christmas in Jeremiah 10, the first 10 verses, and condemned it, says it's worthless. He fought with the Queen of Heaven I believe it's chapters 44 through 48. But the people said, no, we're going to worship the Queen of Heaven because we're blessed by worshiping her. We'll bake cakes to her. Yes, they're still doing that. Well, anyway, this same power now, this same group of people, that is the same system that led that group of people, is here active on the seven hills of Rome at this time. And he is given a crown here, and a crown was given him. That is this crown. It means authority. It means he's given authority from someone else. He's given authority to do what? Given him that he went out conquering and to conquer. Well, of course, this has been going on for many years, but as Joe Stack now brought out he put this on the internet so after he was dead, everybody could read it. He showed that the Crusades are not over, that they're still going. Of course, we know this too, and we've put it out too. And then verse 3. So somebody here in verse 2 now is given this power, and going out conquering and to conquer. And yes, it's still going on. They're trying to put fear into anyone who will have anything to do with holiness. They're trying to make war against them, as Malachi Martin said they would. And right after he said that, then, of course, certain things started taking place in that fourth part of the earth in and around the great river Euphrates. Well, verse 3 now. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second creature say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse that was red, and power was granted to him who sat upon it to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. Now, you look at what's taking place here. First, taking peace from the earth, the quartet being invented. This was in 2002. They actually met in 2001, right after 9/11. Right after 9/11, in 2001, they met. You should remember that. And then in 2002, they actually became this organization called the Quartet. The Quartet. And that's where we all cheered in the house of Yahweh, saying, "This prophecy has come true." Well, this prophecy, to take peace from the earth. Now, remember the authority, number one, verse two, the authority. So the command is to kill one another, greatly kill one another. If you remember the words of Bill Clinton, there was also a Jewish leader who was the Secretary of State, I believe, that said the same thing. But they said the earth must be depopulated by so many, 2 billion people by the year so-and-so. Well, of course, Bill Clinton drew a great deal of criticism because of that. So it was kind of hush-hush after that. But when you tie it in to what this prophecy is saying right here, you can see, and the quartet being formed at the same time, 9/11 taking place, the great terrorist attack or whatever it was, whether that was it or not, I don't know. But right after that, the quartet was formed. They had the meeting, then the quartet was formed in 2002, and Bush was president. And then the war was on. Take peace from the earth. And all of this taking place all together here after the quartet is formed and the prophecy coming forth from Malachi Martin, Mary is going to make war against who? Those who won't accept her. And he named the Muslim countries. He even named China and Russia. Now, he said Russia is one of the quartet. And he says this is a three-way battle, he says, between the United States, Russia, and the Vatican. And he said all three of these, each of these three, expect to come out on top. The Pope expects to come out on top, Russia expects to come out on top, and the United States does. He says Russia right now is a teddy bear. That was back when he was forecasting this before 9/11. He says right now Russia is a teddy bear, but with her arsenal, she could become a grizzly overnight. A week or so ago, Putin sent Barack Obama an email saying, "You don't really expect us to sit by and let you build missile bases and nuclear shields all around our nations." I haven't heard any answer to that so far. The place, I didn't bring that article, Somalia. They're setting up, the United States is, right now, this very thing. And if you'll look, it's very close to Yemen, Ethiopia, but it comes out just out in the ocean there from Yemen and Ethiopia, and it's right in reaching distance of every nation around that fourth part of the earth right there that the scripture speaks of here where the third part of man is going to be killed around that fourth part of the earth in and around the great river Euphrates. Look what occurs next. All of you remember, I know, what Bush did in his invasion of Iraq and then Afghanistan. Taking peace from the earth is what the way that it is described here. Now look at verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard and the third creature say, come and see. This is still speaking of the quartet, part of the quartet. And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat upon it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice from the midst of the four, these are the quartet, saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, three measures of barley for a penny. Now this is a collapse now in the prices here that we're looking at. But notice, hurt not the oil and the wine. So at the same time that we're invading Afghanistan, where oil is, invading Iraq, where oil is, where Dick Cheney, along with Bush, was taking peace from the earth, but they're also setting up contracts for the oil. Surely anyone should be able to see that this prophecy is being fulfilled right in front of our eyes here, and the collapse of the economy also. If you've listened to any news recently, you know that they're accusing the United States of causing this collapse in our economy. One of the quartet, they're accusing of this. And of course, what we see here, they're fighting over the oil, which everyone is accusing the United States of wanting the oil in those countries. And of course, in Haiti's, they say the article I was reading the other day said that the oil in Haiti's compared to the oil off of the south coast of South America is like comparing the Olympic pool to a coffee cup. So Haiti's is a huge discovery of oil, but not only oil, all kinds of commonwealth there in that country that is untapped, and they have kept it that way for a reason. They've kept it to where they couldn't develop that land and couldn't put it on the market. Well, of course, in OPEC is where they control that system. Well, of course, it's controlled, of course, by another place, the leader of the kings of the earth. You don't realize how far these tentacles of this Vatican reach out into every country and control what is going on. They teach and control the politicians, the leaders. The leaders of the kings of the earth, as Revelation 17:1 says. 17, whole chapter of 17 speaks of this religion that sits on seven hills, that's the leader of the kings of the earth. Now let's read on right quickly because my time's about up. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the four living, the four active governments that bring war, saying, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and the name of him who sat upon it was Death, Sheol the grave, followed with him, and power was given to them, see, notice, to them, not just the fourth, but to them, the whole four, the quartet, over a fourth part of the earth. Now, we find in chapter 9 that this is in and around the great river Euphrates. It couldn't be painted better, brother, than it is. This prophecy is as plain as the nose on your face when you are able to see it and put it together. And if you put it together with what's taking place right now, there is no altering from this. What Yahweh is showing you here is going to take place with the leaders of the kings of the east. The kings of the east that rejected Yahweh's law and went their own way, saying, we don't want you to rule over us.
over that fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, with hunger. Let me find that article here. World hunger. World hunger. Why do nearly 925 million people go hungry every day? Hunger, the world's number one health threat, says Jennifer Parmalee, a spokesperson for the World Food Organization. It kills more people every day than AIDS, tuberculosis, malaria combined. Now, here is one of the things that's mentioned here in this verse, and it kills every day. About 25,000 deaths every day are attributed to hunger and related ailments. This was put out the date when should have marked it. Okay, I'll get it for you. Anyway, it was printed and handed to me this morning. Well, look at your verse 8 now again. With hunger, notice with war and with hunger and with the pestilence, this is disease epidemics, the same is under the authority of this quartet, the quartet. And this is exactly what's taken place since the quartet went into action. Now, we get into us, the house of Yahweh. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of the men that were slain because of the word of Yahweh. He saw all the people from Abel, as one of the other prophets said, Yahshua said. He saw this people from Abel, who was the first one killed, all the prophets that was persecuted and killed. And then, of course, when the crusade started in Israel, trying to stop people like the prophet Jeremiah, who was speaking in the name of Yahweh. And of course, he wrote some things about what they were doing to the name Yahweh. If you remember in Jeremiah 23, Jeremiah the 23, in verses 25 and 26, he said, how long are you going to continue in this lie you're telling about the name? He said, you've caused my people to forget my name for Lord, or the Lord. You know, people, they don't even know where that word Lord comes from. It means Baal, but that word Baal means like a bull, a bully, or a killer, like the system Nimrod. That you see described in chapter 10 of Genesis. But it means a bully or a killer in order to get his way, a terrorist, a terror, who went out hunting. And of course, he was hunting men. And of course, this is what you see when they set up Babylon. They started taking the Israelites that worshiped Yahweh. They started taking them out of Israel, capturing them, the kings of that family of Abraham. And they took them to Babylon. They retrained them. Ezra and Nehemiah brought some back to build the temple, if you remember. And one king helped them to do so, rebuild the city of Jerusalem. Not many came. But if you remember, they couldn't speak their own language. They couldn't even read the law. And they cried in Jeremiah's day because they couldn't read the law. They kept them there 70 years. The old ones died off. The young ones were taught a new language. Then they would use them. The best of the best went to Rome. The strongest of the strongest. They used in their shows, and they made them fight against one another. But they built a huge army called Rome, or those who roam. You don't know where the word Rome came from? Well, it came from a she-wolf that taught two boys who were cast away from the woman, the queen of heaven, to earth. One of them, one brother killed the other one. Now, this is the stupidity that they put out about Rome. The truth is found in the Holy Scripture. Rome was invented by the family of Abraham, the seed of Abraham, the fallaways that left Samuel, that went out, ruthless men, as Yahweh said, and in the last days, one of them is the leader of the kings of the earth, or the kings of the east, or the kings of the whole earth, as we're reading right here. But the gladiators, as they called them at that time, these were training programs, first set up with sports, kicking a ball, running here and there, throwing, in order to train them, build them up, build their muscles up. If you remember, Daniel was one of these. Daniel and his buddies, taken to Babylon first by the kings that were fighting against each other. Well, the king Nebuchadnezzar, I wasn't going to get back on this today, but there's no way you can stay out of it. Once you learn this truth, there's no way you can get away from it then. Yes, Nebuchadnezzar was a Hebrew, and he built a huge, magnificent army, and his gladiators were the strongest men on earth. They could kill like no one else could. They were terrorists like the system you see in Genesis 10 called Nimrod, who went out and hunted those who worshiped Yahweh, brought them to Babylon, forbid them to use their own language, and trained them in the literature. If you read Daniel, you'll see the purpose was, bring me these men that are healthy men, that we can teach our literature. Well, their literature was to learn a trade. One of them was gladiators. The gladiators was the ones that became the strong army that roamed. The Apostle Paul was one of them. He was a very strong man, and he roamed, and he got permission from the priest in Jerusalem to go and take people from the family of Yahweh and take them to Babylon, first bring them back to Jerusalem, where they were put in jail until they were tried, then sent to Babylon where they were trained, and the strongest of the strong went to Rome. That's it in a nutshell. Well, here you see the end results. And Yahweh says in Genesis 49, here's the end right here of what you're going to see come forth from these 12 tribes. 12 tribes, plus Ephraim and Manasseh, who would be a multitude of nations, including, of course, America today. That was the top nation of the nation that was mentioned in Zechariah 4 and 5, where Yahweh said, in the last days I will establish my house in the chief of the nations, that's Isaiah 2, but it'll be in a land, a Babylonian land, Babylonian now, because it's going to be settled by Babylonian people, not yet established. America was the only place not established at that time. Wasn't even discovered till 1492, just a few hundred years ago. Very young. But now it's the top nation of the nations, as Yahweh said it would be in Zechariah 4 and 5. Well, here now he says, verse 9, he said, and when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar all the ones that this bunch had killed, the gladiators, the Roman army, the great Roman army, for the word of Yahweh. Notice, this is for the word of Yahweh. Because of the word of Yahweh, they were killed. I should have brought that article to read to you. I think that was Whitecliff, maybe. But anyway, remember what Malachi Martin here said now, or wrote, that Mary was going to make war against those who would not accept her. Well, he sees under the altar that he kills all of these. He sees all that have died down through the years under the altar. And because of the word of Yahweh, they died. And he says, the law and the prophets, because the two witnesses, the word, the Codex Sinaitica, is the only one that says two here. All the rest of them just say witness. Because the witness held fast. So this is in the day of the witness that holds fast. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Yahweh, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood upon those who dwell upon the earth? If you look at how long, and you look right there at verse 11, how long until white robes are given to all of them. Yes, this is held back for your reason. Until white robes are given unto all of them, that is the house of Yahweh finishing his remnant that he calls in this time period that is talked about throughout the whole scripture, starting in Genesis. He actually mentions the house of Yahweh that would be working under the Savior as high priest in this time period. Those sermons are on tape and available for everyone at this time. Praise Yahweh. All of them, until their fellow servants and their brothers. This is not written right here, and I didn't notice it until this morning. I think I noticed it before, and I just forgot about it. But notice he says, and white robes were given unto them, all of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet a little season until their fellow servants and their brothers who would be killed as they were should be accomplished. That's not the way that is actually said. In the Marvin Vinson's word studies, he noticed this and he put it correctly in this way, until the number should be complete of their fellow servants and their brethren who were to be killed or who Satan was going to try to kill. Who were to be killed. That is, Satan had it planned to kill them. If you remember, all the slaughter that Satan has done was to try to stop this last day's house. Well, of course, Yahweh says it won't be stopped. He said nobody can close the door to it. It won't be killed like the first one. This one is going to go into the heavens and teach. And that's right. And teach the Malachim Yahweh's way and bring peace to the earth and also heaven. Get you that prophetic word. It should be laying somewhere right now, right? Right. Praise Yahweh. May Yahweh bless you. I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you.